From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. Modern computer games and their fast-paced graphics require an incredible amount of computing horsepower. So much, in fact, that the kinds of chips commonly used for gaming are now being built into some of the world's fastest supercomputers. NPR's Steve Henn introduces us to Jensen Huang, a pioneer of the computer graphics industry.
If you're a serious gamer, if realistic, detailed graphics get your pulse racing, you should write Jensen Huang a thank you note.
I love my work.
Huang co-founded NVIDIA, the only computer chip maker in Silicon Valley that's devoted to building chips designed for graphics. For more than a decade, NVIDIA's been creating circuits with one goal in mind, making stunningly beautiful images for games and movies. There's one final judge.
It's the human eye.
Chris Malachowski is a co-founder. Today, NVIDIA's chips make most animated movies possible, from Avatar to Tintin.
We can't turn back. Not now.
NVIDIA's graphic processors are so powerful, they're now built into three of the five fastest supercomputers in the world.
What is it that graphics processors are good at? It's processing massive amounts of data.
But Chris Malachowski says without Jensen, NVIDIA probably wouldn't exist. Jensen's story has an unlikely start. When he was a kid, his parents were working in Thailand.
And in 1973, there was social unrest, and my parents decided that it was probably safer for the kids to go to the United States and then for them to follow.
The Huangs ended up sending Jensen and his brother to a tiny boarding school, Oneida Baptist Institute, deep in the mountains of eastern Kentucky. Jensen was 9. His brother was the adult. He was 10. And when they arrived in Oneida, they slowly began to realize this was a rough place.
And the kids were really tough. They all had pocket knives, and you know, when they get in fights, it's not pretty. Kids get hurt.
In the early 70s, many local folks thought of Oneida as a religious reform school.
We wouldn't take some of the students that we took back in the 70s and 80s.
But Underwood is president. He went to the school himself. He says Oneida Baptist was founded in the 1890s to stop the feuding clans in eastern Kentucky's Clay County from killing each other.
And a lot of the county schools in Kentucky knew that if you had a child that was just simply not conforming to their rules and regulations and they got expelled, why, they could apply to Oneida.
For local kids, it was often free, but every kid had to work. Jensen's job? Clean the bathrooms. Soon, he realized he could also pick apples out of his window. He made some friends and some allies. He helped an older dorm mate in math. He joined the swim team.
The ending of the story is I loved the time I was there. We worked really hard. We studied really hard. And the kids were really tough.
Chris Malachowski says that toughness rubbed off.
Yeah, I think he is tough.
Chris says Jensen isn't a bully. He doesn't berate people. But when he's knocked down, he quietly gets back up. When NVIDIA almost went bankrupt in the 90s, Jensen's grit helped save it. Recently, he led his company into a legal fight against Intel, ultimately forcing Intel to pay more than $1.5 billion in licensing fees.
To his credit, he's never leaned on this immigrant, you know, I had it tough when I was young and I had to, you know, make my way and get through this school and, you know, you never heard it. It may have helped define him, but he wasn't defined by it.
While Oneida Baptist Institute may have shaped Jensen, over the last 30 years, the school has also transformed itself.
Today, we have students from Cameroon, China, Croatia, Ethiopia.
But Underwood says Oneida now resembles a miniature United Nations in the mountains of eastern Kentucky.
Ivory Coast, Japan, Kenya, Liberia,
kids from 22 countries attend.
Papua New Guinea.
But Underwood says most come hoping to get into an American university. But unlike Jensen's generation, after college, many of these students go back home, even the great ones.
Silicon Valley is no longer the only place in the world where great engineers can work. I mean, I think that is a fact.
Another fact? International graduates of Oneida Baptist who do go back home will go knowing how to clean a bathroom. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.